Kalem, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, 1-7. We continue on the list of the 10 geographic zones that have increasing levels of Kedusha. Here we say, Ayaros Hamukafos Choma, cities that are walled in, Mukudashos Mimena, are more sanctified than it. So the it is what we talked about in the previous mission, meaning Eretz Yisrael, and the cities with walls around them. We're talking about the cities that had walls around them when Yehoshua and the Jews came and conquered Eretz Yisrael. So cities that are Mukafos Me Yehoshua Benun, cities that had walls around them since the time of Yehoshua, Joshua, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, those cities Joshua consecrated to have a special Kedusha, which is a one step up from generic Eretz Yisrael. And therefore what? Shemishalchin Metochan Es HaMitzorayim. First of all, a Mitzora can't stay in the city. A Mitzora has to be sent out of the city. If you recall back from the Chumash, back in the Midbar, there were these three zones, if you will, in the Jewish encampment. There was the Midbar, there was a desert. Then within the Midbar, you had the Machane Yisrael, the Jewish encampment. Within that, you had the Machane Levia, the Levites' encampment, where Levium were, the Kohanim. And then within that, the Machane Shechina, that was the Mishkan itself, where the Shechina dwelled, so to speak. So the outer of the three is the Machane Yisrael, and the halacha is that a Mitzora must be sent out of the Machane Yisrael. The Pasuk Vayikra Yud Gimel Memvav says, Badad Yeshev Mechutz L'machane. Moshavo, the Mitzora must dwell alone outside of the encampment. That will be his place of living. And therefore, you see, they go out of the Machane Yisrael. When Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, he consecrated the cities that had walls around them at that time to have the same Kedusha of more than just Eretz Yisrael, to have the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael, Jewish encampments. And therefore, a Mitzora must be sent out of them. We're talking about a Mitzora that once he presents the Kohen who looks at his Taras, whether he says he's a Muchlat, a confirmed Mitzorah, or even just a musgar, like a Mitzorah who now has to go and be sequestered for 7 days, the musgar, like the Mukhlat, must leave the walled city, okay? However, at the end of a Mitzorah's process, when he becomes what's called he's in his Yemei Sofro, he's counting the 7 days of Tahara, so those Yemei Sofro, so he is permitted to be, again, he's still Tame as an Av, but a much less potent source of Tumah, and he's allowed to live back in the Machane Yisrael, meaning in the walled cities. Umesab bin Lasochan Meis Ad Sheyirtzu. In addition, a different aspect of the Kedusha of the walled cities is that if someone dies in the city, so then you're allowed to relocate the corpse throughout the city to wherever the Shivatuvair, wherever the people who are, you know, in charge of the city, determine. You're allowed to move the corpse around there. Now, according to the Rambam, you're allowed to bury a corpse in a walled city, and therefore the point is you're relocating it for burial. And the point is you can move it once, but not more than that. Once you put it where it belongs, you decided that's where you're going to put it, you can't relocate it and change your mind and put it elsewhere. Ravid learns you cannot bury bodies in the city at all, and therefore the reason you're wandering, you're like bringing this corpse around the city, is as part of the Levaya, the funeral procession. So you're allowed to, you know, as part of the procession, move the body throughout the city, although according to Ravid, it must be buried outside the walls of the city. Everyone agrees, meaning Rambam included, that the Yerushalayim Her Kodesh, the walls of Jerusalem define a space which there can be no burial. No one can be buried within the walls of Jerusalem at all events, just Machlokas, but the other cities that were walled from the time of Yeshua. Yatza, once the corpse leaves the walls of the city, Ein Machazir Noso, you're not permitted to bring it back into the city again because it has a Kedusha of one of the walled cities.